The Ohio River Islands National Wildlife Refuge's namesake is apparent the minute you step outside its visitor center in Williamstown, West Virginia.
We're on the back porch here. We have bird feeders and a nice view of the floodplain, the riparian forest, and the back channel of the Ohio River between here and Buckley Island. So Buckley Island is right across the water from us.
Michael Schramm is the visitor services manager at the refuge. Since its founding almost 3 decades ago, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service here has acquired 22 of these river islands, spanning West Virginia, Kentucky, and Pennsylvania, with plans to keep growing.
So one of our agendas on the refuge here is to try and save these islands from eroding.
The islands are important wildlife habitat. Case in point, Schramm spots a rafter of wild turkeys across the river on Buckley Island.
So if you look right in front of the barn, there's like a blue barrel. And right above the blue barrel, you can see some black dots on the top of that hill. Those are turkeys, wild turkeys. So it's a flock. This winter, I counted 56 turkeys at one time. So it's a big flock of wild turkeys living on that island.
Over the years, the refuge has been able to expand with the help of millions of dollars from the Land and Water Conservation Fund.
You know, we like to see it. The Land and Water Conservation Fund is the most important conservation program that nobody knows about.
Matt Keller is with the Wilderness Society. Congress created the LWCF, as it's often called, more than 50 years ago, as a way to protect the country's natural areas and ensure Americans could access them. It doesn't rely on tax dollars. Instead, conservation work is funded with revenues from offshore oil and gas drilling. Keller says more than $700 million from the LWCF has been invested across the Ohio Valley, generating millions in economic benefit.
You know, it's a program that's had, you know, pretty positive and dramatic impacts all over the country, you know, including West Virginia and Ohio and Kentucky as well.
Despite its popularity, it hasn't always been functional. But last month, President Trump signed the Natural Resources Management Act into law. The bill permanently reauthorized the program. Here's Keller again.
It's a remarkable moment for conservation of public lands. There haven't been a whole lot of victories and positive things moving forward in the past couple of years, but this is a notable exception.
Congress, he notes, still needs to provide funding for the program. Still, this public lands package had bipartisan support in both the House and Senate. And while the reauthorization of the LWCF is its crowning jewel, the bill did a lot of other things, like increase sportsmen's access to public lands and renew for 7 years the Every Kid Outdoors program, which gives all fourth graders and their families free access to U.S. national parks. More than 100 smaller bills were also added into the final version. Most authorize regionally specific projects, including here in the Ohio Valley.
It's a big deal for us, something we've been working for about 15 years.
Bruce Barkett is the president of the Mill Springs Battlefield Association. The nonprofit has purchased and preserved more than 400 acres of land near Nancy, Kentucky, associated with the 1862 Battle of Mill Springs. The battle was the first major Union victory in the Western Theater, and a big deal at the time. With the passage of the lands package, the once endangered battlefield is now a national monument. It will receive funding and support from the National Park Service. Barkett says this is a huge win.
And this place is on a national stage that will have people come and learn and I think it does help further the understanding of the American Civil War.
The Appalachian Forest Heritage Area is also getting a new name, adding national to its title after years of being stalled by Congress and its efforts to become a national heritage area.
That has taken us a dozen years to get to this point that this winter we were finally designated as Appalachian Forest National Heritage Area.
Phyllis Baxter is the executive director of the nonprofit that manages the diverse 18-county swath of forest highlands in West Virginia and Western Maryland. She says the official National Heritage Area designation increases the resources available to promote the area.
This will get us, branding on National Park Service website. We could do a passport program. There's a lot of things that we could do that we'll have access to now that we didn't have access to before.
Baxter says one hope is that national visibility boosts tourism in some of the rural communities in the heritage area, providing a sustainable source of economic diversification. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Brittany Patterson.